Back now with Day to Day and a few moments with our listeners and with the readers of our blog, Daydreaming. Senior producer Steve Prophet is here to help share some of what we've been hearing from you. Steve?
Hi, Madeline. Yesterday, you posted a simple query on the blog. The headline was, "Okay, now, bailout? Yes or no?"
Then after the measure went down in the House and the market dropped dramatically on Monday, we wanted to know if that might have changed your thinking. Maybe you changed your mind. Maybe you had a better idea.
Again, we got a lot of responses, and you can read the many comments at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming. Here's one of them.
My name is Teresa from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. My husband and I own a small restaurant, and we believe that the bailout is very, very necessary. When consumers are afraid, they stop eating out. They stop patronizing other small businesses. Our small economy stops. If we can't pay our rents, then landlords can't pay their mortgages, and we all start to fall like dominoes.
That's Teresa Browngold. She went on to say that she hates the idea of a Wall Street bailout, but she believes it will help people like her on Main Street.
Steve, that Wall Street-Main Street comparison really bugs listener Mark Roth. He wrote to us from Binghamton, New York. He says, "Main Street already went bust. Remember the big box stores and suburban sprawl?"
And he has these suggestions for alternate language. How about Wall Street and Your Street?
Or a little more panache, Wall Street and Mall Street.
Now, Madeline, here's another view.
My name is Don Gillum. I'm calling from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I guess I would be seen by most big city people as a bubba. I live in a 10-year-old double-wide trailer in the country because that's what I can afford. I've watched people with less income than me live in mansions, drive new cars, own every kind of toy you can imagine, all paid for on credit cards and third mortgages. Now, for years, I've been waiting for their bubble to bust, for the irresponsible borrowers and the irresponsible lenders to have to clean up their mess. But wait, maybe I should have to help bail them out. I'd rather go through a depression than let the government take over everything. I mean, wouldn't that be like communism? I thought freedom wasn't free. Let the guilty pay. Leave me alone.
Don Gillum of Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Overall, most of you who wrote in still seem to be against the bailout. And many of you said, give the money to the people, help folks refinance their mortgages, whatever. Just don't give it to the people who created this problem.
Still, Madeline, it seems like small business owners out there are really starting to feel the pinch.
My name is Tracy Dunno. I'm from Lafayette, Indiana. My husband and I have our own business and have no lack of customers and work. But due to the current economic situation, our local bank has put the brakes on lending to us after we refurbished an empty factory to grow the business. We have 30 to 40 people with families depending on us, so not having access to credit is a pretty big deal for us. Americans are tired of being given half the story and then told the issue is too complex for us to understand. Maybe if someone, anyone, with no partisan viewpoint could give us the straight story, we could understand.
That's Tracy Dunno. She owns a small business in Lafayette, Indiana. Finally, this from listener Ahmad Kabili. He notes that after the $700 billion bailout package failed in the House, the Dow dropped 777 points.
Which is about 7%.
Mr. Kabili thinks 7 is just not a lucky number for this proposal.
And he suggests proposing a $698 billion bailout as the next move. Thanks to all who wrote us. Join the fray at our blog, Daydreaming.
It's npr.org/daydreaming.
And it's turning into quite a lively little spot for conversation.
Steve Prophet, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.